Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
A new Protestant high school is opening up where there isn't one in the city of St. Louis. KMOX's Stuart McMillan spoke with administrators and got a tour of the new City Christian Academy in Tower Grove.
Morning, class.
Tower Grove Christian Academy, that's been around since 1978, is rebranding as City Christian Academy and bringing back a high school inside the vast footprint of buildings attached to Tower Grove Baptist Church. They're hemmed next to Missouri Botanical Gardens and Tower Grove Park.
About 7 years ago, the pastor of the church and the head of the school came and talked to us about what would it look like if this school evolved into a school that was led by a family of churches and not just one church. And that's really where the idea of City Christian began.
That's Darren Casper, executive director of St. Louis Metro, a Baptist Association of Churches of 90 plus that voted to put forth $2 million to get City Christian Academy up and running. Martin Winslow is the association's director of education.
It's incredible. We have so many stories. So many of these kids have come from backgrounds too that are just really difficult, and we want our kids to be able to come to school and be happy there at school. And so it's a very joyful place, a very encouraging place, a place where kids, you know, really it's a refuge from some of the difficulties of life.
As a siren is off the walls.
Yep, that's exactly right. I mean, it's the city, right?
Yep.
And so we want to provide an environment where they can come here and learn, and they're going to be loved by teachers. Teachers are going to interact with them and have relationships with them, ask them how they're doing, care about them. It's just a beautiful place for kids to grow.
The current K through 8 grades are accredited by Cognia, like many public schools, and through Association of Christian Schools International. They're due to be reaccredited next year. In line with adding the first freshman class, the goal is to have 15 kids in the ninth grade next year.
What we know in St. Louis City is that there are lots of great options for people to send their students to school. So if we're going to offer something new, it has to be both valuable from the perspective of being a Christian school, but it also just has to be a great school. It has to be a place, I mean, I live in this neighborhood. I've got three girls. They're growing up in this neighborhood. I value Christian education, but I want it to be a quality academic education as well. So it has to be both. We can't choose one lane. It has to be both.
City Christian Academy's head of school, Cale Uzzle.
So many complicating factors that can make starting a school, continuing a school, keeping a school open really complicated and difficult. And so we acknowledge this is not by any means an easy thing to do or to start. But for us, what we saw was parents in this neighborhood who were sending their kids to Christian K through 8 programs, believing wholeheartedly in that vision for education. And then eventually, like we said, they're sending their students to South County, West County, over into Illinois. So it's not that the hunger goes away, it's just the options dry up.
Martin Winslow and I spoke at length about the shift in diversity of the people in the school and in the Tower Grove community.
But there's definitely been an influx of different nationalities. I mean, the International Institute's 1 mile from here. In August to September, in a 36-day period, 185 refugee families came to St. Louis.
Wow.
185 families. So that's not counting the kids. And a lot of those people park it right here in this neighborhood. And Sunday, when I was at the International Institute, there was 136 people in attendance that day, but typical services for Grace Gospel Church, which is Congolese, is 180. So, you know, there's a predominant influence of like different nationalities. And even in that church, they call themselves Congolese, but there were people there from Rwanda. There were people there from Uganda, from all kinds of Eastern African countries.
Well, let me ask you a question about assimilation, mm-hmm. as far as teaching that in the schools and being an American patriot. How do you balance that with you know, new refugee families coming in?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, when I was telling you about that 36-day period, a lot of those families were from Afghanistan. Now, I will tell you this, it's interesting. You know, a lot of those families have been exposed to the gospel in one way or another. In fact, I think they say something like 80% of the Congolese families that come have a Christian background in Congo. So a lot of them are quick and excited to integrate into a Christian school for their kids. That's one less thing they have to worry about as they assimilate. The problem sometimes is language. Now, kids sometimes will come in and they'll know some English. Parents are the ones that don't know the English. But there is the welcome school here nearby where if a kid goes for 1 year, a lot of times, and they're young, they can come here, they can integrate here within the next year and be able to speak English. But a lot of the high school kids that come from Congo and other places, they can already speak English. They just need to get into a good school like this. So,
as far as the curriculum goes, and with your years of being involved with schools and Christian schools in particular, is there anything you're teaching the kids about assimilation and as far as, you know, becoming an American and being an American?
Yeah, so everything you probably learned at your school, wherever it was, your public school, is going to be also a part of what we do here. So civics, you know, they're going to have government classes, just different things that we had. They're going to have all those same standards. So those kids will learn that. A lot of our refugee families, and one of them is my good friend, he's been here 12 years now, just became an American citizen this last year. So those families that are coming from places like Congo, where there's civil unrest, there's a lot of political turmoil, and people are being persecuted for different reasons, right? They come here and they are grateful to be in America. They can't assimilate quick enough. And so you see like this high energy to learn the things of America whenever these families come here. So as far as the refugee kids, they're not going to be the problems at all. I think they're going to want to get in here and really, you know, become American. Mm-hmm. So it's probably our own kids that would struggle a little bit more, just being influenced by our culture.
Director Darren Casper says St. Louis Metro has been fundraising to give scholarships to refugee children so they can attend City Christian Academy.
We work with ministries and organizations that help refugee families and immigrant families get to St. Louis and help them when they become our neighbors here. And we want to provide scholarships for a lot of those kids. We know we can't do them all, but we want to do as many of them as we possibly can. That's what City Christian, that's a big part of what City Christian is about, is helping kids like that whose parents want this kind of an option that we can provide it for them.
You guys say good morning to Mr. McMillan.
Every year, City Christian Academy will add a grade, starting with ninth grade in 2025. One has already signed up. Tuition will be $9,800 a year. They plan to have high school sports at some point, basketball, volleyball, cross country at first, and the mascot for City Christian Academy, the Tigers. Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.